Real free. Colgate's camera close-up of Detroit, Michigan. Tonight we're broadcasting from the city of Detroit, and here in Detroit lives one of the most famous radio stars in America. You know him as the Lone Ranger with his familiar Hi-Yo Silver. And here he is in person, the world-famous Lone Ranger.
Hiya, Bill, and welcome to Detroit.
Good evening, sir. What's all this Hi-Yo Silver business? Is there really a horse named Silver?
There is now, Bill. Well, I'll admit I didn't get him until the mythical Silver of our radio show became so popular.
I see. Well, as long as we're going behind the scenes, how did you get to be known as the Lone Ranger?
Well, Bill, you see, 13 years ago, a new radio program started telling a story of some Texas Rangers who were ambushed and shot by outlaws. Only one of the Rangers lived, and because he was the only one left alive, he became known as the Lone Ranger. I was fortunate enough to play that part.
Well, now would you mind telling me what your real name is?
Not at all. My name is Brace Beamer, and I started in radio just as soon as I returned from the last war.
You must have been a mighty young man when you went into that last war.
I was, Bill. I was only 14 years old. As a matter of fact, I was the youngest survivor of the famous Rainbow Division.
And may I add that you were awarded the Presidential Accolade, the Purple Heart, and the Victory Medal with 6 battle bars for being wounded in action? No wonder you play the Lone Ranger so convincingly. Tell me, of all the honors the Lone Ranger has received, which one pleased you the most?
Bill, I think I'm proudest of the fact that when our American armies invaded North Africa in 1942, General Eisenhower selected a password for our troops that he thought every American soldier would know. That's why the official password was Hi-Yo Silver.
You have a right to be proud of that. Thanks so much. Good luck and good night.
Good night and thanks, Bill.